Good morning and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's on the radio.
It is. We are on the radio and we talk about video games. And I am one of your hosts, Megan.
And I'm Alice.
So, yeah, on this show, we talk video games because we like them a lot.
Yeah. And no, you're 100% correct.
If you have to have a time sink, it's probably one of the better ones to have.
Yeah, okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I feel you could clean, and that could be your time sink. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am shaming people who play video games. For
I could be
shame.
Solving world hunger, but I decided I wanted to play video games.
Exactly.
I could be finding...
But for real, like, I play video games, like, so much. So much.
Same here. That's not a problem. And that's because we have so many video games that are coming out, have come out, that we have waiting for us to play still.
Yeah. Okay. You touch on those because you know what you're talking about.
Sometimes. So we got our free games for PlayStation Plus. One that we've already played, which is What Remains of Edith Finch.
I was like, The Curse of Edith Finch.
What Remains.
Something of Edith Finch.
It's highly worth whatever you pay for it. It is a good story game.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It has fantastic game mechanics. It's very interesting.
And I wish that I could play more games like it.
Me too, yeah.
And we also managed to get Overcooked this month, which is a multiplayer game.
Which I feel I maybe have talked about or like I've told you we should maybe look into. Because it's fun.
Well, now we're doing both.
Fun / extremely stressful.
Oh my God, this is not a good game if you don't like stressful situations.
Yeah, like it's not bad because, so basically Overcooked, yeah, we'll just get into it. Overcooked is, it is basically, I love it actually because it has a story, unlike, which I didn't think it would have a story, but it's basically your chef's. You've been sent back to the past to stop the apocalypse from happening because you got to be better chefs.
By feeding a giant beast.
Yeah. So they're basically their levels and they kind of remind me a little bit of like mobile app games a little bit. Like you go and prepare food and give food, but this is all like it's kind of teamwork based and there is like... a lot of finessing to it because the levels get wacky.
They get real wacky, and it's not a competition against each other. It's a competition with each other.
Yeah, like, well, you have to work together to, yeah, basically make your orders. Like, for, I think one of the first one was you made soup, and you had to chop up tomatoes. You had to chop up three of something, put it in the pot, and then put it in a bowl. But things set on fire if you leave it too long.
You have to clean dishes if you're out of dishes.
Yeah, so you have to, yeah, it's time management. And obviously, the orders will eventually leave or you won't get money or you'll get minus money because you didn't get your order out.
If you did good, get it done early, send it out. You get tips.
Yeah. Oh, like real life. But it's unlike real life. There, like, I think the main thing is that the levels is what, I don't know, differentiates it from maybe a regular mobile app game because there's things like there'll be, I guess, an earthquake and half of the level will shift up so you can't access, you can't jump.
If you have a stove on the other side that is overcooking something and on fire, you can't reach it in time to save your food.
Until your thing goes back down. Yeah. It's, I like, and then the other one that I thought was really kind of funny was you can't pass through each other. So if there's only like one line, one area you can walk through, you have to like follow behind the other person or go the other way because you can't go through them. Like they block you, which is really funny.
And really frustrating.
Yeah. Like, well, it is, you obviously you have to like, you have to think about how it works and be like, okay, we did pretty okay on that level, though, which I liked. I liked that level.
We hit at least two out of three stars on every level we played.
Yeah, so we didn't do bad. It's just, and we didn't, like, replay levels because I don't know if we're about that. It may be a fun game to play. Like, there's a versus mode as well. So we maybe we'll check that out. And there's also the ability to play with like more than two people.
Up to four people.
Yeah, which I love me a party game where you don't have to have everybody has to have a copy of Overcooked and a PlayStation 4.
And it's, what's really cool is that we each have our own accounts on this particular PlayStation 4, and it recognized that you were the second account holder.
And I got trophies for that, so I didn't have to play this game again.
You did get trophies. That was awesome.
Yeah. But no, I don't hate it. I think it's one of the better two-player games we've played, like, with each other.
And there is actually a way to do this by yourself, too, if you don't like playing with people or don't have a second person to play with.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like, and you sort of, and you gain more little chefs. Like, I don't think they have any powers, but it's just visual. Like, I got to be a little cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a raccoon in a wheelchair, which I thought was really cool. I think there's a little wolf later, but there's a lot of cute little, and obviously a bunch of little people, but.
It is a very endearing looking game, too.
It looks simple, but it's nice. And, like, I know there's a second one, which obviously probably soups it up, maybe gives you difficulty levels. Obviously, it maybe will look better, which is nice. But it's not a bad game. Also, we got it for free, and I think it's been out for like a good while, right? There's a second one.
So if you have your PlayStation Plus, then go and get that game. It's not that expensive on the PlayStation Store right now, so go and check that out.
It's pretty fun, especially for a multiplayer.
It reminds me of a lot of like the Pokemon Stadium or Mario Party games, just those particular ones where you have...
Yeah.
There's always a cooking one, and I know the first Pokemon Stadium had a cooking one as well.
I don't remember.
That used to frustrate people.
Was it the one with the licky tongues?
Yes.
I like that one.
Yes.
But yeah, I know what you mean, and I enjoy it. It's there. The levels are short enough. And even, like, having to redo them is not a big deal. I think the one thing that I don't like is some of the controls are a little, like, maybe they're a little too simplified or maybe too, I don't know, they're unspecific enough. There might be a way to turn something on that is, like, it shows you where you're going to put your stuff,
yeah,
sort of thing. But that's my only sort of annoyance with it. And that can just sort of make for difficult completion of food when you're trying to grab something and you accidentally put it back in or you grab, you know, it's just a little unintuitive. I don't know maybe if they fix it, but it's not the worst. If once I get over that learning curve, it would probably be fine.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we played some Overcooked. I had been craving a platformer game as well for the last little while.
Yeah.
So I ended up starting with playing Dear God again,
mm-hmm,
and nothing's changed. It still is the same weird, janky gameplay, but it's still endearing. So I ended up cracking out a game that I've had for a long time and had started playing, which was Rayman Legends.
Yeah, which has been around for a really long time. It's funny that you've never played it.
I've just been holding on to it for some reason for a long time, just never got around to playing it. I found it in my library. I'm like, why have I never?
You're like, I have this? That's probably what I didn't even know you had it. I think, like, okay, for me, I haven't played any of it, but I think it looks great.
It's a very cute game. It's a nice looking game.
Like, it's 2D platformer. It's not 3D at all. And it looks kind of like, if you know animation programs, it looks like it uses sort of the puppet tool to make things move. So it just sort of like has a static image that makes the limbs sort of move partially, mm-hmm, or that's primarily, I would say, for background stuff, which is fine, but it really works for this.
Yeah, and it's a pretty basic platformer game that, you know, Rayman is supposed to be, although I think he came out in 3D first, didn't he?
He was in 3D, which is really interesting. I didn't like Rayman. I don't enjoy his design at all. I think it's weird and not great. He is like several peanuts that are joined together, and then they gave him hair, and floaty hands and arms.
So you can actually unlock other heroes as you go along.
Is that why you got rid of Rayman? Because you also don't like him?
No, not necessarily. I found a better character who seems to work a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Barbara.
That's
and
cute.
It is cute. She's a Viking girl.
Yeah, I was like, isn't she a Viking?
She is.
Okay, you know what? Have you got to the part in this? Is there not a Black Betty part to this?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Because so I do believe once upon a time I did play this game, but it was like a demo at a Toys R Us, I believe, which exists still in Canada. Just to clarify, it existed like probably whenever I played it back then as well in the US, but not anymore. Anyway, so and they had one level where it was, I don't know how they got, what is who sings that?
I wish I could tell you, but the song Black Betty?
Yeah. You don't.
Oh, Black Betty.
Rambalam?
Yeah, something like that.
So I don't believe they use the words, but it's definitely that song, and it's sort of like they mumble, like they're, but there's some kind of level with a musical part. And I specifically remember that character because I was like, this isn't Rayman. Who is this? This is it. Okay. Oh, this is, I know this song. Okay. And it was your basic platformer. Like, it was sort of a running level. Like, you got a, something
pretty much, yeah,
coming after you kind
of
thing.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those levels where it's all fire behind me. And I was thinking, like, this fire is going real slow. Is it just following me as I go along? Nope.
No, it's coming. But, yeah. I don't think it's a bad game. I've never
it's
played
not.
It.
It's not.
Wait, I have. But you know what I mean. Like, haven't played it enough to be like, yes.
It's actually a really good little platformer game, which I was wanting to play for so long because there's not much in the way of platformers.
Or 2D platformers but, like that.
Yeah. I was even looking for a good 3D platformer, and I'm trying to think, like, what has come out that isn't Spyro?
Spyro.
Isn't Spyro.
I don't know.
Not Okami.
Oh, yeah, Okami.
There's two.
Yeah. I found you, too. I did it. But, yeah. Okay, now let's talk about another game, because Rayman Legends is pretty good. It's been out for a while. It's really affordable, which is nice.
Yes.
Now.
Are you talking about the game that I'm staring at right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, one of the most notorious platformer games out there, because it tried to make the jump to 3D and failed so horribly.
Well, I want to say it failed in 2D as well. They weren't very good games.
They were games that existed in the 90s.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about Bubsy the Bobcat.
Yeah, if you don't know who he is, he's like accolades try to make a mascot character like a Sonic or a Mario. And he's basically an orange bobcat with like anthropomorphic bobcat. With a shirt that has a exclamation mark on it, I believe. Yes. I didn't even have to look at the picture. I know what Bubsy looks like. Bubsy's not good. They're not good games. Bubsy 3D, which for the PlayStation is known for being absolutely terrible and just like a weird, unfinished game.
It's not great. And what we have at home is Claws Encounters of the Furred Kind.
I bought it because it was like $2.
I had it beforehand. And you know what? They're not that bad. They were for the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, they're not good though.
They are.
Like compared to something like Sonic. Like, which would you rather play, Sonic
Definitely
or Bubsy?
Definitely Sonic.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's unfortunate because Bubsy they're very mediocre games.
The only reason you should play Bubsy is to hear all his catchphrases every time he doesn't
dies.
Make it to the end of, whenever he dies.
Ugh.
And
it's terrible because they've made a fourth game, right?
This is the sixth game.
No.
This isn't the fourth. This
is the
sixth game.
I'm missing one. So, well, they recently made a fifth game, I want to say, like 2 years ago-ish, came out with one, and it is terrible. It's just basically like weird shovelware. Like, they went through the Unity store and were like, I like that shiny diamond, and I like that cutesy-looking cloud, and here's our model for Bubsy. Yeah, basically, there wasn't even cutscenes. There was pictures that they talked over. Like, that, yeah, it wasn't great, especially for a this era game. Like, this, yeah. It was also like $40 or more.
Yeah, it was really expensive for what it was.
It's bad.
So now we have a sixth game called Bubsy Paws on Fire.
Hooray.
And it doesn't look terrible, but doesn't look great either.
I'm actually surprised because it doesn't look nearly as bad as the other one.
But I think it's probably because they're doing a multi-platform release for this. So it's going to be on the Switch. It's going to be on the PS4. It's going to be on Steam.
Hooray.
A Kickstarter for this as well, but it was going to be made regardless of what it hit.
The other thing is that I feel they made a Kickstarter for the other one, which is kind of like, I don't know why. Especially for, okay, the thing is, the fifth Bubsy game, whichever one was before Paws on Fire, is not good. I doubt they made their money back. I don't think they would have. And I just don't know how there's another one. And it looks better in a lot of ways. Like, visually it looks better. It looks like they made their own models. There's like a 4 character options.
And you're actually catching yarn balls again instead of, you know, random diamonds.
They're going back
to the classic stuff that you're supposed to be going for.
Yeah, it's just it is weird. I don't know why. Like, I'm just a little confused at why people gave this game a chance again, but also this does look better, and I'm like, all right, I guess it was valid to give them a chance, but also I don't know how good this will be because Bubsy games have been notoriously mediocre to bad.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what the finished product is. I believe this is actually supposed to come out in a few days.
Oh, I can't believe that.
So, yeah, that's happening.
We're not going to get it.
Nah, well.
Well, I would assume it's, once again, it's going to be kind of expensive. And it's not worth, it's maybe a $10 to $15 game.
We'll wait and see what happens. We'll wait and see what the reviews say. Go and check it out for yourself if you're an old Bubsy fan.
Question mark.
Well, is anyone again, a Bubsy the Genesis fan? Ones weren't terrible.
Sure, Megan.
They were.
There's fall damage.
Did you have a Genesis as a kid?
Okay, there was fall damage. Okay, I played a Genesis and my options were Lion King or Sonic. And of course in the Lion King, you can only get past a certain point unless you know the monkey sequence, and that is how I don't know the monkey sequence. Megan, do you know it?
Not by heart. So yeah, that's happening.
I don't think it'll be good,
but we did end up looking at a game that did look far more decent, and it is for mature audiences, warning out there,
only.
So we have a game called Stone coming out.
It's already out.
That is out on Steam and for iOS.
Yeah, PC, Mac, yeah. And yeah, iOS is the one we'll probably get it on.
We have those.
Because, well, I was like, none of our computers work properly. And this actually looks really cool. So it does. We're all about Anthro characters today, maybe. But
that seems to be the running theme.
Yeah, but it's about an anthropomorphic koala, and I forget his name. Is it Stone?
It's Stone. It is
Stone. Like, I forget his name. It's the title of the game. And his partner is missing. He has, yeah, and we don't know what. That's basically what it is. You have to detective it out.
Yeah, you are a detective. And you get this phone call while you're calling for your significant other / partner.
Yeah.
And it is called a hip-hop stoner noir.
Yeah. I'm really excited to play this because it is on the iOS, so the iPad. Obviously, I guess you could play it on your iPhone, but I think it'll be better, a little better, bigger.
Yeah.
I guess people have Apple TVs and stuff. But this looks cool. It looks visually really interesting. I love me a point-and-click detective game, basically. Like, that's what most point-and-clicks are. But
I'm kind of hoping it'll be a little bit like Grim Fandango, just, you know, Australian, you know, and with a koala.
It kind of, yeah, you know, that's a fair, like, comparison, like, just from the visual standpoint and probably what it's about, kind of. Not obviously about death like Grim Fandango and Grim Reapers, but stuff, detective-y stuff.
So, and everybody in this world is an animal person, so.
Yeah, it's, I love it.
I'm sure there's going to be some interesting little interactions between the koala and the alligators that we saw.
Yeah, well, I wonder also, like, does it take place in Australia? I'm going to say yeah, I guess so.
They had the full accents going.
They did, it looks really cool. We'll get back to you on it because we just haven't gotten around to buying it.
But it is new and
new for the iOS, not new. It came out in 2018.
Okay. And yeah. The music does sound really good, too.
Yeah.
All right. So you also had something you wanted to touch on that we watched briefly before we began.
Oh, is it? Okay. So I've never played these games and probably won't because they look so, I don't know, generic. And I'm not a big first-person shooter fan, except that's a huge lie because I love Far Cry. Like, so much. I love Far Cry games. Like, I don't think they're great in terms of most of their themes, but gameplay wise I love them.
They have a certain appeal that I can also appreciate.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, so that segue over, there's these games called Rage 2, which is coming out soon or now, I don't know.
They're published by Bethesda, so that should be give you a pretty big warning on what we're dealing with.
Well, okay, I don't know, like, Bethesda games that are published, like, not the games that Bethesda actually make, but the ones that Bethesda, like, gives money to are usually okay. I don't mean okay in terms of content, but in terms of quality. They're a lot better than, for example, see Fallout 76.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, which is made by Bethesda versus something like Wolfenstein 2, which is produced by Bethesda.
This is being developed by Avalanche Studios.
Yeah. Like, I, once again, Rage the First came out in 2012, I believe. And this one, so this is 7 years later. And it's basically, it looks very much like your typical apocalyptic shooter. Like, I don't know. We've all played Borderlands, I feel, or some, you know, we've seen it.
I haven't yet, actually.
You know, like, here's the thing. Are you missing out? Borderlands is visually really cool. I also have another thing. Like, there's a bunch of, I guess, Borderlands 3 shenanigans as well, which we could touch on. But first, Rage really is, like, I won't play it, but here's a little fun tidbit. The mutant characters who are seen as bad and evil, etc., have certain deformities that people to this day still have. It, like, for example, cleft palates. Now, this isn't like, I don't want to say this is the biggest deal in the whole world, but it is certainly, like, not great representation. It's like, I'm not going to say it will for certain stop certain people or stop groups of people from playing the game. Like, it kind of is making me stop from playing the game. And primarily because of sort of how Rage 2 has responded to that. Somebody who asked or talked to, who is part of, I feel, Polygon, they asked them if they would sort of reconsider what they had seen prior to Rage 2 being released or close to being released. And just sort of like, maybe you could talk over it with, you know, your people and see if you could figure it out. Obviously, this didn't really go anywhere because still we sort of have these visual things. And just in my humble opinion, it's not great, especially just to sort of, once again, video games, like, ultimately they're about making money. Like, yes, they're about art and somebody's, I don't know, direction and vision, etc. But ultimately, you know, what it boils down to, people want them to make money.
Be more aware of your representation in your games is a major thing.
Yeah. And I was like, just not, It is like it is. This is just the way it goes right now. Like it is capitalism, like that, you know, the way our games are pushed out or, you know, seen, like it all depends on how much money they make or how much money they are thought to make. So even by doing this, Rage 2 has closed the door on a group of people who will now not pay money for their game, which ultimately for like investors of video game companies who are the ones in the end who unfortunately matter or their opinion is the biggest, it's not good, right? Like I'm just saying, I'm very much anti-capitalist. So I believe that the system is bad, but this is a system that they have. So once again, you're closing doors on a lot of people and a lot of money. And in the end, it's just not a good look for anybody.
Well, we see this problem a lot with other games such as Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
They've done that. We've seen problems like that with, I want to say Fallout's done this as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's Fallout's not. Like, and it's just not, we're not saying like, oh yeah, we'll let all those other games go. No. It's not it. It's just, yeah, be more critical of your media. You can certainly enjoy these things as well. Like, I enjoy a lot of things that aren't great. Dragon Age 2, for example. I know I love that game, but I sure love to throw it under the bus as well. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, being critical, obviously, and for game developers, it's really important to think about all of your audiences, not just the straight white, you know, 18 to 30-year-old dudes, right? It's probably a little older now, 18 to 40 now. I feel gamers are hitting their older strides now.
Anyway, yeah, so that's what we have for you for this week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we had to talk about Bubsy for so long.
That's okay. Oh, before we go, I just wanted to touch on, because I did sort of bring up Borderlands 3, just in terms of, once again, this is about putting your money where your mouth is and supporting things you believe in. So Borderlands 3 is in this weird sort of controversy because they did not pay the voice actor Claptrap. Yeah. Until he asked for it. And that was after two video games, which is really bad because I would assume he did a lot of voice acting. And professional voice acting can go, like, I'll say maybe you could do, like, $500 an hour sort of thing. So, you know, he voices a lot. And now because of this and sort of because he is now asked, you know, to be given more money for his role or his to-be role in Borderlands 3, he was denied this. So now he will not be voicing Claptrap in Borderlands 3. Which is really bad because it's so silly. Like, why won't you pay your workers, especially when they do a good job?
And they're he's one of the most beloved characters of this franchise, too, isn't he?
Yes. And I do believe, like, the fact that he was so prevalent in the first two games, and especially his voice, it will be extremely weird to have someone else do it, and or even not to have the character in. Like, who knows if they will just scrap that entirely? I would say probably a bad idea this far in development, but who knows? Yeah. So once again, putting my mouth where my money is, my money where my mouth is, other way. I probably won't get Borderlands 3 unless this is sorted out because it doesn't look good.
What if we get it for free through PlayStation Plus someday?
Yeah, okay, sure. Like, I'm fine if someone gives it to me. Like, I'm not going to not play a game. Well, unless it's not good and I have other better things to do, like finish another season in Stardew Valley. There's my priorities there.
Well, you keep farming and I will keep playing the games that you don't want to play.
There we go. Anyways, support good game developers. Like, not to rag on, like, the rest of Gearbox devs, but that part on, like, I think it's a CEO, it's not great.
Support your workers, support game developers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's everything we have for you for this week. Y'all keep slacking and enjoy the long weekend.
Bye.